In a fortress courtyard filled with stunned silence, Prince Damianos of Achaeolos reveals his true identity to a shocked audience. Achaeolan's soldiers drop to their knees in reverence, while Viridian hands instinctively move to sword hilts. For months, Damon has been enslaved in the enemy kingdom of Vair, serving the cold, calculating Prince Laurent, the brother of the man Damon killed in battle 6 years earlier. Now, as his childhood friend Nicandros presents him with the golden lion pin of his birthright, the ornate slave cuff still encircles Damon's wrist, a physical reminder of his humiliation and the seemingly unbridgeable gap between these two princes. How can they possibly forge an alliance when their very existence represents everything the other despises? The political landscape surrounding them is treacherous. Damon's half-brother Kostor has usurped the Achaeolan throne through bloody coup, while Laurent's uncle, the regent of Vair, orchestrates elaborate schemes to prevent Laurent from claiming his rightful crown. Both princes find themselves fighting against their own countrymen, forcing them to question everything they once believed about loyalty and trust. You keep Charcy, I keep Fortain, I'll receive you at my fort. Laurent's message arrives just as Damon, vastly outnumbered, secures victory against the regent's forces. Fighting with legendary prowess that earns respect from both armies, Damon learns Laurent has secured a strategic fortress bloodlessly while he did the brutal fighting. At Fortain, Damon confronts him. Was it all a game to you, with nations as playing pieces? Laurent reveals the deeper plot. His uncle always knew Damon's identity. Worse, the battle was merely a distraction while the regent sailed to Eos to cement his alliance with Castor. When Laurent offers troops in exchange for Delpha, the disputed border province, Damon suggests he could have simply asked for help. Laurent's response is cutting. Like you killed the rest of my family? The moment forces Damon to face that regardless of their alliance, he remains his brother's killer. The alliance shifts when Damon threatens his own men with execution for using a Viridian boy as target practice, now fighting not just for his throne, but for justice for both peoples. Laurent reveals unexpected depths when challenged by Achaeolan General Macedon to participate in the dangerous Octon. He not only accepts, but saves another rider from death by leaping between galloping horses, then completes the course flawlessly. This transforms the Achaeolan's perception. They now see him as a prince worthy of respect, not a weak foreigner. Later, Laurent matches Macedon cup for cup of potent griva, a small act of cultural diplomacy more effective than any treaty. When Damon helps the intoxicated Laurent to bed, their usual barriers briefly fall. As Laurent drifts to sleep, he murmurs, "Yes, uncle," a disturbing hint at past abuse that explains his pathological need for control. Their journey leads to Marlis, the fortress where Damon killed Laurent's brother years earlier. Now a peaceful settlement, it represents both their violent history and potential future. During celebrations with northern vassals, when directly challenged about betting his brother's killer, Laurent coldly reveals his slave bracelet and asks, "Do you think I would fuck the man who killed my brother?" A calculated response that satisfies the vassals but leaves Damon conflicted. The emotional core of King's Rising lies in the gradual dismantling of barriers between Damon and Laurent. Their relationship evolves from hostility through respect to something far more complex, a transformation honoring both characters' traumatic histories. When Damon finds Laurent at the old battlefield, their confrontation becomes one of the novel's most powerful scenes. Damon's comments about Auguste dying well in a fair fight meet Laurent's bitter contempt before approaching riders force them to take cover together. Enemies made temporary allies by circumstance. Laurent's sharp tongue gradually softens around Damon, though his wit remains. Their verbal sparring evolves from weapons into a private language of understanding. Their physical relationship progresses slowly, each touch representing a conscious choice to trust, particularly for Laurent, whose experiences with intimacy have been marked by exploitation. During their intimate encounter, Laurent confesses, "I am the last. My line ends with me," revealing his belief he won't survive to continue his dynasty, a stark reminder of the dangers ahead. When Damon discovers that his former companion Iocaste claims to have borne his heir, now in the regent's custody, he and Laurent journey to the Kingsmeet, an ancient sacred site traditionally used for royal mediation. Their discreet travel through Aquilos, posing as merchants, becomes unexpectedly transformative. Laurent embraces Acheolan customs with remarkable grace, adopting traditional dress and participating in local ceremonies. They form a deeper understanding through shared experiences, evening meals by the fire, cultural exchange, and meaningful dialogues under the night sky. At the Kingsmeet, they encounter the regent himself rather than the anticipated exchange. The truth emerges. Laurent had already ensured Iocaste's safety, knowing the claimed heir did not exist. His true intention was to offer himself in exchange for a child that was merely a fiction, a noble but unnecessary sacrifice. The regent's subsequent revelations expose his true nature through carefully chosen words about his past exploitation of Laurent during his guardianship. This disclosure of historical trauma prompts Damon to draw his weapon, an action that violates the sacred laws of the Kingsmeet and carries severe consequences. The rewrite maintains all plot points and character development while using more measured language to discuss sensitive topics. The emotional impact remains intact while making the content more suitable for audio presentation. In the opulent halls of Eos, Damon surrenders himself to save Laurent from a rigged trial. Before the council, he delivers an impassioned speech about Laurent's character, how he freed slaves, protected innocents during raids, and consistently chose the difficult right over the expedient wrong. The turning point comes through Pascal, Laurent's physician, who presents documents exposing the regent's schemes. The evidence reveals the regent had positioned an archer to kill Laurent's father at Marlos, then manipulated military formations to ensure Auguste would face Damon in combat. The bitter rivalry between their kingdoms and years of hatred all stemmed from one man's ambition. When Castor attempts to flee, a brutal confrontation ensues. After Damon is wounded, Laurent appears and chains Damon to a floor ring, seemingly a betrayal. But Laurent's true intention becomes clear as he takes up Damon's sword and faces Castor himself. The fight is both physical and symbolic, with Laurent becoming Damon's champion. As the bells of Eos toll, Laurent and Damon stand together overlooking their peoples. Laurent proposes something unprecedented, the reunification of their kingdoms. Their kiss before the assembled crowd symbolizes both personal healing and political peace between nations. King's Rising reveals that even the deepest wounds can heal. Damon and Laurent's relationship begins with an unforgivable act, Damon's killing of Auguste. Yet through shared struggles and growing respect, they forge a bond transcending their bloody history. Their journey shows that people can change, enemies can become lovers, and cycles of violence can break. Damon evolves from seeing the world in black and white to understanding its complexities, while Laurent learns to trust despite profound trauma. Their transformation from enemies to lovers mirrors their kingdom's journey from war to alliance. It offers a powerful message. Even entrenched conflicts might be resolved, not by erasing the past, but by building something new from its ashes.